In 1982, Alice Walker published what has become a modern American classic, the novel The Color Purple. The book became a bestseller. It won the Pulitzer Prize, and it was subsequently made into a movie starring the young Oprah Winfrey. Though Walker's fame came as a novelist, she considers herself a poet. And after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, it was Alice Walker, the poet, who responded with a collection of poems entitled Absolute Trust in the Goodness of the Earth. Alice Walker remembers how she felt on September 11th.
I was feeling grief not just because of the tragedy itself and all the children, for instance, left without their parents, I think 5,000 of them without parents. But I was thinking how terrible it was for our government to think immediately of inflicting the same kind of suffering on other people, when that wasn't my idea of what we were supposed to learn from it.
You wrote a number of different poems that approach it from different angles. I remember one in which you described people leaping from the building holding hands, which was an image that I can't get out of my head now.
Falling bodies. He told me some of them were holding hands, leaping from the flaming windows. To these ones, leaping, holding hands, holding their own, I open my arms. Everything it is necessary to understand, they mastered in the last rich moments that they owned. There is no more to learn in life than this, how to love and how not to miss, to waste the moment. Our understanding of this is clear. We are each other's own, near and far, far and wide. Even if we leap into loving in such haste, it is certain there will remain nothing of us left. Consider, the pilot and the hijacker might have been holding hands. Those who wish to make a war of this will never believe it possible. But how enlightenment comes to others, we may never know, or even how someday it may come to us. And if it does not come in this lifetime, we may be hopeful for the next. When he tells me this story, I look deep into my beloved's ear. It is a finely curved, surprisingly small, fleshy on the lower outside miracle. On the inside, hairy, growing its own wax, it can hear. A love of bodies sweeps over me, and of soul.
It's a lovely thing.
Yes, well, it was very powerful, and I thought the people who, you know, in their final moments looked at each other and said, okay, we're way up here, there's no way of getting out of this building. You know, give me your hand and let's go, let's fly. I have a special feeling for them. And I thought of it as, you know, opening my own arms as they flew to the earth.
Instead of reacting that way, many people reacted with grief, but also with anger. And you might say, I suppose, that that's part of the reason why the country is at war in Iraq at the moment. It makes it a difficult time for a poet, doesn't it?
This is the time for which we're born, exactly the time. So it feels good to be a poet now, because this kind of grief, this kind of sadness, this kind of not knowing, you know, what to do and feeling very unsure about the direction that, you know, the whole world is going, this is the time when the poet is useful, because we are guided by an internal, I don't know what you call it, just internal spirit that seems to be called forth when we are needed, when the world needs this way of seeing life. That's why Audre Lorde used to say that poetry is not a luxury. Poetry is as necessary as bread.
There's a poem I would like to hear you read, if you're willing. It's on page 58.
You mean the one about I was so puzzled
yes.
by the attacks?
Yeah.
Okay. I was so puzzled by the attacks. It was as if they believed we were in a race to succeed, and someone other than death was at the finish line.
You once said about your novel, The Temple of My Familiar, that mm-hmm. you couldn't have written it with straightened hair. And of the new poems, you say they couldn't have been written in a bright, sunny room without shadows.
Yeah. In America, there has been this kind of cheerful, you know, perky American brightness and the love of just the light part and not the love of the dark part, which has meant that we are very out of balance. So in Mexico, when I was writing this book, my bedroom there is a big white room and it looks out toward the Pacific. And I discovered that I couldn't really write there because it was too perky and too cheerful and too bright. And so I moved into a really little room, a very dark room, because I wanted to feel the shadows that we as a country really are having to negotiate.
There is another poem in this collection, The Same as Gold, which also seems to be about the places of shadow.
Yes, The Same as Gold. I think for me this was a very important teaching, and it transformed the way that I think of grief. The Same as Gold. Now that I understand that grief, emotionally speaking, is the same as gold, I do not despair that we are all of us born to grieve. There was a small dark girl in my dream the other night. She had been left with me by strange women on their way somewhere else. Taking her into my arms, into my house, which had no roof, my tears covered us like rain.
Alice Walker, reading from her poetry collection entitled Absolute Trust in the Goodness of the Earth.